The road was calling us.
Ready to roll?
Come, you country boys, you city boys.
Noah and Tim Husson began pedaling away from their big city lives last November and into the homes of Americans who are trying to rebuild sustainable local communities and economies. After 3 years of living abroad, Noah wanted to come home and explore parts of the United States most people don't know. Tim, an avid bike rider, has worked in multimedia journalism for years and felt it was time to pursue a personal project with his brother. They are now more than 1,600 kilometers away from the East Coast state of North Carolina, where they began their journey. Along the way, the brothers have met Americans who are living in eco-villages, on an urban farm, and running sustainable businesses. But photographer and filmmaker Tim Husson says they are not just riding by.
You know, it's not like we're staying, you know, nearby in a hotel or something and just visiting every day or every other day or whatever. We're actually, you know, sleeping there in their houses and eating breakfast with them. So we've very much become a part of whatever we're documenting.
They're documenting their experience through film and photography and a blog, which incorporates local music of the places they visited. Noah says their journey began at a member-owned bike shop in Asheville, North Carolina, where they made their bikes from recycled parts.
We discovered this bicycle co-op, which they're all over the country, kind of popping up everywhere. And you can come in there and sort through just a whole like garage of old parts, and they'll teach you how to basically build a bike from the scraps.
The Husson brothers made a video at the bicycle recyclery to show one way Americans are turning their backs on decades of globalization and relocalizing culture. Noah says it's happening all over the United States.
Small communities are falling apart, whether it's towns that are losing their industry and all their jobs and people are having to move out, or whether it's just people choosing a life in suburbs where there aren't really public spaces and there isn't really a cultural infrastructure to bring people together. I mean, we sense that a lot of people are kind of starting to lament that loss of community in this country and this loss of kind of local culture.
Their first stop was at an urban homestead, a city or suburban home where residents produce all their basic needs. In one of the Husson short films, the homesteaders explain how this type of sustainable living allows them to abandon their 9-to-5 jobs to pursue their creative interests like building, sewing, cooking, and playing music.
Small community living has been lost in America. Families are much more isolated. Individuals are much more isolated. And I do think a lot is lost.
People living sad, lonely existences. Why do we have to do that to ourselves? We don't.
Tim says this North Carolina community is not alone.
We found that there's a lot of people creating spaces for to bring people to allow them to live the lives they want to lead and not the lives that they've been taught they should lead.
The brothers are trying to live sustainably each step of the way and are learning how from the people they meet. Noah says the residents of the urban homestead taught them how to find rather than buy their food while on the road.
That was the beginning of us kind of realizing how much free food was out there, which has become a big part of our lifestyle on the road, dumpster diving and roadkill, which we'd never expect.
Tim says there's plenty of food for the taking if you know where to look.
It's like, it blows my mind how much food, like grocery stores, throw away. Like, you know, if you start looking into dumpsters, especially in America, and like see how much food they throw away because, you know, it expires in one day, or a vegetable has, like, a tiny rotten spot on it.
He says they are discovering ways of living very different from their suburban upbringing in the southeastern state of Florida.
There are a lot of interesting communities that I had no idea existed, and a lot of people that are really passionate about changing the way we live. It's really exciting and inspiring to see all these communities working individually, but also together as a sort of part of a larger movement.
Noah says he and his brother have been inspired to change the way they live, and they hope their blog about their journey inspires others to consider it as well.
Something about just like kind of constructing a lot of things in your life with your own hands, or just something about the process, about the intimacy of living that you're close to just feels, to me, a lot more authentic. I'd much rather incorporate a lot more of that into my life going forward.
Noah and Tim Husson are now pedaling through the culture-rich city of New Orleans, Louisiana, looking out for stories the city might turn up. Julianne McKellogg, VOA News, Washington.